Morning, members. Welcome back in 2011. And also welcome to our esteemed media, who always keep us on our toes. Yesterday I received plus or minus 6 calls from the media, which they were indicating that this meeting will be closed. It's a closed session, not open to the public. But I explained to them that we don't want to find ourselves in the court of law trying to battle about the closing and the opening. There was no intention even from the beginning to close the meeting. It's an open public process which needs to go through normal tests and other committees, meeting of the committee and so on. But we welcome all of you who are here, including the honorable members. I'm sure everyone has helped the rest. We are eager now to start our work. I know that we are starting a week earlier. Other committees will be starting next week to operate. But I think the nature of the importance of the SABC that will see the fit that we started this time, so that we finalize the processes as early as we can. But my appreciation also must go to the members themselves. I know that they've got the constituency program, the schools are opening. Some of them are also parents who are supposed to look after those who are going to school and so on, but they avail themselves to come to this process in their numbers, and they are here and so on. So welcome, members. You see the problem that when you are dealing with the SABC, the public broadcast, you'll pardon members when they are focused. It is a very tough and difficult institution to deal with. That's why they are focusing sometimes loud and going down. It's fine. It's part of the process and so on. But members will just go straight to the only item which we have today, is the shortlisting of the SABC in terms of the Broadcasting Act of 4 of 1999 and amended as we did. The issue is that we had 4 vacancies in the SABC board, which was the result of the resignation of 4 members, which is, they are all known by all of us here. And the reason for their resignation was forwarded to the relevant authority, which is the president. They don't come to us, so don't ask what was the reason for resignation. They go to the relevant authority and so on. All what we are dealing with is that we must fill the vacancy which has opened since after that resignation and so on. As we normally do, or the practice of the portfolio committee, we have met this morning as a task team, which is comprised of all the parties here, the DA, COPE, ISP, and also the ANC, trying to see where we have common views in terms of the names of the people which must shortlist. But I must say, we're also looking in terms of the scheme, which will require the SABC. We know that one of the people who resigned in the SABC board was an engineer. The other one was also have extensive experience in terms of corporate governance. Two of them from those who resigned. Then the last one from those who resigned was a journalist. Now, we've looked into that, but we've also gone back to the legislation and check in terms of what other schemes may need to the board for the legislation. So the task team in dealing with the names was also forecasting in terms of the requirements which we need in the SAPC. We are also mindful that, we're mindful that we might not cover all the skills we want. But therefore, to understand that in their subcommittees, they might acquire or get some of the skills which they don't have to beef up themselves as they do their work on the skills which they might not have in the force and so on. Which we hope that if you look in the legislation, there are too many skills which are there, which are needed in the force. And you, even if you appoint a person in each of those skills, you might not be able to unless the board members become 80 or 20. In the current form of 12 people, it's not possible to cover all the skills in the legislation and so on. So one way or another, you always have skills which might not be there, but the board must be able to complement with, or we complement the skills in terms of their subcommittees and so on. So that's what we have looked at the task team. And I must say that also the task team, we look in terms of the number of people which we must shortlist. And we agree that we must have the maximum of 15 people, at least, to shortlist. But even if it's less than 15, that will be fine. We have then look into the names and so on, and then agree with the 14 of them. Not the 15, and was our maximum and so on. So those are the issues which we went through as a task team, trying to finalize the issue of names and so on. But if members permit, I'm not sure whether parties would like to say something, but if nothing what they want to say, I might just go through the names which we've looked into the task team and also the agreed upon, of course, taking consideration to the issues that we are talking about. I see co-president in AASB.
Chairperson, actually, I just want to remind you that I think it's important that we just say that some of the submissions were received late, and we respected the cutoff date and time. And therefore, those who were received after the set deadline were unfortunately not accepted. I think that is very important because if we advertise and we stipulate the deadline, it is unfortunate when good candidates miss the vote, but unfortunately we stick to our own rules and regulations that we comply. So, and then secondly, just the issue of self-nomination, we except that there's nothing in legislation that prohibits self-nomination. So we didn't sort of disqualify anybody on that basis. Obviously, if a candidate was nominated by some other body, that would carry additional weight. I just thought it was important to make those comments.
Thank you. With what, around 47 million in South Africa. If you can't find anyone, even your spouse or your friend, to nominate you, and you self-nominate, of course there's nothing wrong about that in the legislation, but it becomes a very worrying factor. And you don't even have a friend or anyone who knows you can just nominate anyway, but the legislation does not prohibit such self-nomination and so on. But like the members indicating that we have accepted that as a committee. But we have seven people who have not come through because they submitted their nomination came after the cutoff time and so on. So those are the things which we have done. We have not called on any late nomination and so on. So I wanted to speak to the principal and so on. DA.
Okay, absolutely. The DA agreed with the fact that the late submission names were not considered. It wasn't particularly because there were some exceptionally good candidates, but unfortunately rules are the rules, and we believe in the rule of law. Chair, from the DA side, as we indicated to you in the task team meeting, specifically looking at candidates with financial skills to bring to the SABC, which is sorely needed, engineering skills, understanding of broadcasting mechanisms and the like, also a chair with regards to bringing in viewers, making the SABC more accessible to South Africans, knowing what the South African public require from an SABC board, and also looking at people to bring in elements of stability and leadership, so that the remaining members don't have to carry the immense amount of workload that they have been carrying in the past. So Chair, we are happy with the way the task team met this morning. We're happy with the decisions made, and fully back here in announcing the changes that the task team shortlisted.
Thank you, Londa. From the IFP Pride Chairperson, I just want to say, first of all, we are grateful to South Africans out there for the interest indicated by the number of nominated people for the SABC board, indicates that the South African society is very much interested in the public broadcaster. And generally speaking, all nominated candidates are exceptionally good, but of course we have to do the painful task of shortlisting those that we are going to be able to interview, and there was no steamrolling of any candidate. We had a give and take approach, and we think that the candidates that are going to be presented here fairly present a good sample from which we need to nominate those who need to close the vacant position. And also we were sensitive and mindful to the skills that the board does need in terms of legislation and also in terms of gender balance.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Hope your hands up. But I've seen also Honourable Matsu.
Honourable Matsu, after she's made a comment, will you allow me to make a couple of bureaucratic comments?
What is that?
Okay, but actually, I just wanted to support the process that we follow, but I have not made a comment about the skills pool that we require for the SABC board. I just wanted to make a comment about that, but after Honourable Matsu.
I assume that because it's still the first meeting, the new year is fine.
Thank you, Chairperson, and I thank you for giving me this opportunity. I appreciate the fact that we have been given here the product of the past, the outcome of the whole thing and the whole process. I just wanted to comment on something from the
I know that you have spoken about the state of Sweden and how democratic we are in this parliament. But I think I have a concern comrade of who attends.
The Honourable Maxori before Mr. Van der Berg called to his mic and say, no, don't call me comrade, but honourable member. Let me say from that I can see him call to his mic.
About what? About comrade? Yeah, it's fine, comrade. The chairperson, I do accept the correction. I just wanted to say, chairperson, I'm very much concerned. I think I'm not the only one amongst us in the ANC here who's concerned about the status of this, the meeting, the shortlisting. You have assured the media here that it is a public meeting. We don't want to see ourselves going to court, but we also think we have to revisit who attends the shortlisting. Because by the looks of things, some of the people who have attended, it is quite a disadvantage for the other people. Like, for instance, I don't know, Chairperson, whether you're listening. I would like him to leave you so that you listen to me. When you correct me, it must be what you heard wrong. I'm very much worried, especially from the listening example of other members who attend, who are also expected to be the for instance, the members of the committee of what we are doing right now, the nominees of the SABC board, and we have members who are also observing here as members of the board. Now, I want us to revisit this as Parliament. Because I really have a concern, comrade. These are the mistakes that we have been doing for years, and we claim that this is democracy. I just want to raise my concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maxwell. I'm sure we'll try to look into that and follow maybe the concern which we are raising. It would be how to manage things better. As you are indicating that it's a public and an open meeting for everyone, the public and so on, but the point which you are raising, we just have to look into that, because as you are saying, the witness sometimes is the rule of Parliament that prohibit certain things and so on, but certain will be looking into that. Honourable Kille?
I just wanted to supplement what I said earlier when I just reminded you of the process that happened at the deadline, that we actually also had a part to just discuss the broad skills base that we really required for the efficiency board out of the current financial we have a common understanding among all parties, as I can see it, that we require additional financial management skills and audit skills to make sure that that we really bring the finances of the corporation on a sound footing. And secondly, what we've also agreed is that that there's a need for very qualitative input on advertising to make sure that we attract viewers and listeners back to the executive. It is a hugely competitive environment, and with the right skills pool in the board, we believe the FMEC can once again assume its rightful position in the public community of South Africa. So with those sort of broad views, we actually try to select the shortlist to supplement the needs within the board and make sure that we once again restore the dignity and the ability of the board and of the corporation as such to attract all viewers and make South Africans proud again. I think the fact that we have
had certain resignations gave us the opportunity to identify weaknesses in the board and its functioning, and also in the senior management that requires additional support from the board, and that is the approach that we followed in the selection of the shortlist.
Thank you very much, members. If maybe you can allow me to go through the report so that we deal with the issue of the name. Honorable Panda?
No.
Oh, okay. The progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communication on the process followed on recommending essence for appointment to the South African Broadcasting Corporation Board on the 13th of January 2011. The Portfolio Committee on Communication, having considered the nomination of candidates submitted for appointment to serve on the SABC Board in terms of the Broadcasting Act of number 4 of 1999, report as follows. We have received a request from the Minister of Communication to fill 4 vacancies at the SABC, which was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the 20th of October 2010. The committee advertised and received 84 CVs and consequently shortlisted the following candidates. The first candidate is Mr. Kenneth Harold, which in terms of the CV will be number 6. Dr. Sete Makesha, which in terms of the CV numbers will be number 8. Prof. Seth Hasivan Peruma, which in terms of the CV numbers will be number 14. Ms. Maureen Manyama Madome, in terms of the CV, would be number 18. Mr. John Danana, in terms of the CV, would be number 19. Professor Kevin Reddy, in terms of the CV number, is number 20. Advocate Kawegazi Matlati, number 8 in terms of the CV. Mr. Lumka Mtinde, which is number 39 in terms of the CV. Mr. Butumuzi Mavuso, number 44 in terms of the CV number. Professor David Mtoma, number 49 in terms of the CV number. Ms. Kolitwa, Kolitwa Florence, Eugenia, Ula, Amei, the long one. In terms of the CV, is 66. Mr. Peter Rohan, number 67 in terms of the CV. Professor Mahasi Vasu Padiache, number 75 in terms of the CV. And Ms. Fauzia Moody, number 77 in terms of the CV numbers and so on. I hope I've captured all the candidates which have agreed upon, which were shortlisted for the interview. The interviews are scheduled for the 18th, which will be Tuesday next week, but the notice went out to say we start at 9 o'clock, but we're going to start at 10 on the 18th, not at 9 as per the information received. That will be January 2011, which will be next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, if I'm not mistaken, 18, 19, and 20 was spoken. Not 18, 19, and 20. 18, 19, and 21.
those will be the days for the interview. On the 18th, we start at 10. On the 19th, we start at 9. On the 21st, we start at 9. Those are the times and so on. So members, that will be the report about the shortlisting and so on. Agreed. Thank you very much. That will conclude this item on the shortlisting of the SNCC nominations and so on. For the media, we've got the two-page summary with all the names and the numbers, which you can request from the committee secretary. They will give it to you so that you can relate the numbers and the people who have shortlisted. You are free, I'm sure. They will give you the each of the CVs and the other things so that you see the skill sets that have been added by the members which have considered in terms of those members which have been nominated and so on. Thank you very much, members, for your time and your availability. I'm told that the lunch will be served, but the problem of that we still have to negotiate because if it's at one, members by one o'clock they'll bring their flight, some of them trying to go back and so on. We are going to look into that, but for now it will be safe, right? At 90 Plain Street, you can deal with the logistics and data and so on. But lunch will be served, it has been arranged and so on at one, unless you are able to shift the time. Thank you very much, members and members of the public. We are done for the day.